I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, as the economic crisis stings America's cities, we hear from Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter about how he's trying to cope with the downturn. That's in just a few minutes. But first, more on the efforts of Roland Burris to claim Illinois' vacant Senate seat. The former Illinois Attorney General met today with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. It was a day after Burris had been turned away from the congressional swearing-in ceremonies on Capitol Hill. Reid characterized the meeting as respectful and productive, but said that there were still some unresolved issues surrounding Burris's attempts to be seated.
We have a situation here that we've had a rule in effect since 1884 here in the Senate that for a person to be appointed by a governor, you have to have the signature of the governor and the Secretary of State.
Burris had been appointed to the seat last week by embattled Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Of course, he's currently under a federal investigation on corruption charges for trying to sell the seat for personal gain. Senate Democrats led by Reid have said that anyone appointed by Blagojevich is tainted, but others insist that Burris is legally entitled to recognition as Illinois' new senator. One of Burris's supporters is Kurt Schmoke, the dean of the Howard University School of Law in Washington, D.C., and the former mayor of Baltimore. He's acting as an advisor to Burris and accompanied him to Capitol Hill on Tuesday. I spoke with Dean Schmoke earlier about that trip to the Capitol.
It was amazing from beginning to end, but I think the thing that was so important is that Mr. Burris conducted himself civilly and with great dignity, and he said from the very beginning that he didn't want any confrontation. He simply wanted to exercise his rights, and we had advised him that the law was on his side, and so he made the presentation of his credentials.
Well, that was a confrontation, though. What, if I may ask, was the point of doing it that way?
Well, the whole idea is that he wanted to say from the beginning of the Congress that he believed that he has been lawfully appointed and that there's no basis in law to turn him away. And so by staying away from the Congress yesterday, he would essentially be acknowledging that there was some problem, some impropriety, and there is none.
What's the plan for today? Mr. Burris will have the opportunity to meet face-to-face with Majority Leader Reid. What's his argument?
He has a meeting scheduled with both Senator Reid and Senator Durbin. And, you know, even if this matter is referred to the Rules Committee of the Senate, it's our belief that it should not take a very long time for the Rules Committee to look into all the facts surrounding the appointment. We've provided them with an affidavit of the timeline of all the facts of how Mr. Burris received a call and got the appointment. And now that the incoming chairman of the Rules Committee, Senator Feinstein, has said that she believes that he ought to be seated, you know, we believe that this should not be a long, drawn-out process, and we hope that it's not.
The argument that the Senate Democrats and President-elect Obama are making is that the appointment is tainted by its association by Rod Blagojevich. You don't find that credible?
Well, that's a whole different issue. That is the politics. There's so many different political stories swirling around here. If you look at President-elect Obama's statements as well as Senator Reid, they don't talk about the law. Whenever they talk about the law relating to the filling of vacancies, the law is clearly on Burris's side. That is that the Constitution provides for a procedure. The governor has the power to do this. Burris is qualified, so on the law, Burris should be seated. The political issues are a whole different ballgame. They ought to deal with Blagojevich in whatever political ways that they can, but in terms of the legal issues, whether Mr. Burris is legally entitled to be seated, the law is just absolutely clear, and that's why so many of the statements that are made avoid discussing the law. We want to get it back to the law.
The argument is made that Blagojevich is essentially using Burris's stature to cover up for the taint of his own conduct. And the same argument could be made of you. You are a very distinguished advocate. You're dean of one of the most prominent law schools in the country. So the question, I think, would apply to both of you. Do you have any concern at all that your stature is, in fact, being used to cover up this person's poor behavior, alleged poor behavior?
First of all, on the law school business, I'm doing this not representing Howard University, even though Roland Burris is one of our distinguished graduates of the law school. But I'm not representing Howard. I'm doing this in my individual capacity. But I'm doing this on a pro bono basis because Roland Burris is a friend of mine, and also because I believe very strongly he's been treated wrongly in this matter. So I'm just trying to keep the issue focused on the law and the legal issues.
Which leads to my final question. Mr. Burris, and in fact other people in Illinois, have said that, you know, the issue here is that people in Illinois deserve representation and they are underrepresented at this point. But is there an issue for other Americans? Do you think that there's some other larger issue here that is at stake that you think we should be paying attention to?
Yeah, well, I think that the citizens have to be concerned about, you know, whether the Constitution is being followed and followed properly. And we don't want to get into a situation where we're given the appearance that an election or an appointment process that does follow the law can be overturned on some arbitrary or capricious basis. And that's the biggest concern, I think, that the citizens around the country should have. And, of course, Illinois has the concern that they only have one advocate in the Senate, and they're entitled to two. So I'm hoping that cooler heads will prevail. We'll get back to the issue of following the Constitution and then deal with all the other political agendas in the context of politics once this man is seated.
Kurt Schmoke, the former mayor of Baltimore, he is dean of Howard University's School of Law. He's one of the attorneys advising Roland Burris, and he was kind enough to join us on the phone. Dean Schmoke, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Michelle.